Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's bring in Trista Crick. It's Walks with Trista. You may have seen this on Instagram. But Trista,
it was raining, it was cold, like she was still out there.
Trista joining us from outside. What's up, homie?
Getting these steps in. Where'd you get that cardigan at?
It's honored a gift.
Yeah, it is. HTG. I need one of those.
Oh yeah.
It's a good look.
Yeah. You got
it. Fire.
You gotta stay on the website. Get on top of the sale, because every once in a while they bring back all of their old collections, mm-hmm. and they're on sale for like 3 or 4 days, and you could stock. I swear to God, I still got an Honor the Gift T-shirt that has the tag on it. It was like $12 from like 10 collections ago when I bought it.
That's Mando. You got to pick that up.
You don't want to like send somebody a text?
Well, I did. It was just Kenny.
He let me know.
I'll text the group chat next time. That's E-Me.
It'd be the same ones, you know.
It's E-Me. Did you get a laugh out of Miles Turner's reaction to being booed last night like we did?
I can't stand him.
Oh.
I absolutely can't.
That is an aggressive response.
No, like that's. Honestly, the more I dig in and, like, think about it, the more disgusted with his behavior I become.
Oh, my goodness.
Truly. Truly. Like, you're talking about a guy who was cared for erroneously on that team for a decade when he's a 7-footer who can't rebound and a rim protector who got worse at rim protection. And did not perform in the finals. And pretty much, if he would have been up to his averages, they wouldn't have even gotten to a game 7 with OKC. And he just wants to change the narrative about what is true. And I know this for a fact, that the Pacers organization are different than other teams. When they sat down with the players, they said, what's really important to you? What do you guys care about? And guys, as you would imagine, said, we don't want to find out we've gotten traded on the internet. We would like to have a heads up. And they said, okay, this is the deal. We're going to do that. We will not tell you about like little meaningless calls and chatter. But if we're actually close to moving you, we will alert you before it ever comes to a Shams bomb or a Woj bomb. But in response, or that trade is, or the exchange is, that if we don't trade you, you can't be mad at us or be salty. Because that's the whole reason that no one tells you until you're moved. Is because we don't want to deal with the deal falling through and you getting all butt hurting in your feelings about it. And so they agreed to that. And there was only one time that Miles Turner was truly on the trade block. And I know this for a fact. And they told him. And it didn't happen. For whatever reason. I forget what the deal was. It might have actually been. No, I don't think that. I won't speak that because I don't actually know for sure. So then you've got a fan base that has a whole section for Miles. I think it's called like the Turner Block or something, or the Turner Party in the section in the arena. And this guy is hearing his name in trade rumors when he knows that these trade rumors are fugazi because they've already made this agreement with the front office. So anything that you're hearing as whispers are coming from the people who want it to be seeming like they're going to be trading for you, like the Lakers. Lakers consistently were trying to say they were trading or close or pursuing, or that there were talks about getting Miles Turner. We know that. Okay. Fine. So they do an extension for him midway through January, a 2-year, $60 million extension that gives him an extra $17 million in his pocket immediately, the largest in NBA history. And yet the narrative is that they didn't want him. The narrative is that they didn't believe in him and that they were always trying to trade him. He even had this whole Players Tribune article that he came out with in the playoffs last year about how nice it was to be wanted and how these trade rumors were really messing with his mental and da 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 da, and that he was really happy to become a Pacer for life. So then your absolute cheeks in the finals, your superstar player that you throw under the bus, tears his Achilles, and they don't want to give you the absolute last dollar that they possibly can and go into the luxury tax. They're willing to go into the luxury tax for like the first time for you. And you go to Milwaukee, a known rival, and then throw the team under the bus after you do that. And then you don't even be a man and call your teammates when you've made that decision. You just leave the group chat, block them all, and change your phone number.
Wait, is that the shoot? That's what happened?
Goodness gracious.
These are all factual accounts of what has occurred. And then you online put a broke down F1 car on your Instagram story when you come back there to basically say that the Pacers are like the Indy 500 and they've crashed out without you. And you're shocked that you were booed by a fan base that really supported you when you were underperforming. That's just nasty work. You see what I'm saying? Like, if you get this whole picture, it's not just funny that they booed him. It's absolutely valid.
I'm so glad we asked this because it was just kind of a throwaway remark. I didn't expect her to go ether on Miles Turner.
I didn't know all this at all. Now, here's the deal. Now, I know, obviously, here in Sacramento, you deal with people who around the NBA, around the league, it's not really a big deal, but they come back. Buddy Hield's one of those guys, right? Like, Buddy Hield is not that consequential in the whole fabric of the NBA, but he comes here and he gets booed, right? I just didn't even know people really cared that much about Miles Turner. Like I didn't know it would be that big of a deal with anything that he said or did, where he went, and him coming back. Like, it's Miles Turner. I know people around the league are like, yo, Sacramento is Buddy Hill. Like, what's the deal? Like, it's not that big of a deal. It's Buddy Hield. It's not Tyrese saying something to you or something like that. I thought that was the case with Miles Turner, but I guess it runs deep. Pause.
Yeah, you're talking about a guy that was like apparently having severe mental health disruptions based on the fact that the Lakers kept leaking that they wanted to trade for him. It's like, Miles, that should speak to how valuable other teams think you are, not the fact that the team that you're on wants to discard you. It's just dumb. It's really, really like petty and dumb and emotional and sensitive, which is very on brand for Miles Turner. This guy wears his button-ups lower than D'Lo on a night-to-night basis.
There is nothing.
What that got to do with it?
And he's sassy out there with it.
There ain't nothing wrong with our Ty Dolla Sign. I was like, I have an idea for our Ty Dolla Sign Jacquees concert. I'm gonna have to mess around with it to see if I can pull it up. But we're talking on stage, four buttons open. Don't shame people who rock the four buttons open. Don't do that.
We're gonna look different.
My bad. Huh? That was a
flavor. We're gonna look different.
That was a
look
flavor. My bad. That was a unnecessary shot for comedy's sake. I recant.
So that's the other part of this is I'm not sure what the temperature is going to be, but I remember last year around this time we were outside at the concert and it was really cold.
Right.
It was freezing, and I was like, yeah, this idea isn't going to work.
Dip it.
So let's stick with trade conversations. We saw an interesting action by the Memphis Grizzlies a couple of days ago. Ja Morant suspended by the team for a game, and that's leading to a lot of questions about what Ja's future is with Memphis.
Yeah, I'd love to see him in Sacramento.
So check this out. Yesterday I was watching it was late at night. That's probably why I didn't like go the extra mile. But I was watching you on Instagram, and it was the five destinations for Ja. And I was watching, and like halfway through, I got the little circles, and I don't know. And I was like, damn, it's 1:30, man. Let me just get off my phone. So I didn't see, like, where was Sacramento on that? Was that number one?
I said they were in no particular order, but that would be my number one favorite destination for him to be.
Why?
I just want good things for you. You see how the fan base rallied around Malik Monk? It's that on steroids, you know? What he can do out there with the basketball when he's highly motivated and healthy is some of the most obscene athleticism that we have seen by a small guard like him. I mean, he's up there with the likes of Derrick Rose and Russell Westbrook, and in terms of his power and highlight level play. And so when you talk about butts in the seats, which, listen, Sacramento doesn't have any problem putting butts in the seats. It's not like Brooklyn, where they tried to finesse me into thinking that Barclays Center is sold out every night, which it is not. The Golden One gets up, okay, regardless if it's Zach LaVine and DeRozan or if you've got Buddy Hield and Rashawn Holmes, okay? Ooh. So it's whatever. But I think good things, if he was highly motivated on this squad, it would be really fun to see, honestly.
That's what I wanted to ask you, too. So you still believe that Ja Morant...
he's still that guy.
Ja Morant coming to the Kings is good things for the Kings.
Well, I think he still got it. Mm-hmm. I think he's quiet quitting. I don't think his level of athleticism has really gone down as much as Tim Bontemps would like to say. The wet blanket that he is on a night-to-night basis.
Does he even like basketball?
Like, he's not a wet blanket. It's like drenched.
I will listen to the Hoop Collective. That's my favorite.
That's your first mistake.
It's a decent podcast, even though sometimes
it gets you all the information that you want to know about transactions. I'm a transaction monster. That's my favorite part of the league, is where are people going? Why are they going? What's the Game of Thrones element of the NBA? I love, obviously, the basketball first and foremost, but secondly, transactions. So I love Brian Windhorst. He's hilarious. So is Tim McMahon. But Tim Bontemps, I literally on a day-to-day basis, because I listen to it falling asleep. That's how you know I'm falling asleep alone. Nobody's going for that, right? Like, nobody's going to allow
that. Hold on, baby. So, I got to put the Hoop Collective on.
Just
close your eyes.
And the intro sound of Hoop Collective is just...
Well, no, there's just the annoying sound of Windhurst's voice.
Welcome to the Hoop Collective. We talk about the NBA. I love it.
Listen, it actually is a decent podcast.
It would be a dream of mine to be a guest on the Hoop Collective. That's how much I like it. So, but every time I listen, there's probably the over-under on the shut the hell ups of Tim Bontemps is like 2.5. I'm like, shut your ass up. You're so negative. You always want to put the cold water on stuff. They're having a good time. You're like, it's like, get out of here. Anyway.
I'm not sure he likes basketball. I'm really not sure he likes basketball.
He really doesn't. He's been covering the league far too long. But I think Josh still has it. And I think he doesn't like how they did Taylor Jenkins. I don't think he likes how they moved on from his guy in Desmond Bain. And I don't think he's been a part of the process. He's obviously been in hot water with suspensions and dealt with injuries. I just think a change of scenery is very needed. You see what happened with Luka. He was never going to slim down in Dallas. He was never going to change his behavior or his mindset as an athlete in the same location that drafted him, where the fans already expect him to kind of fool around. And now look at him. He's out there in a new level, just balling. So I think for Ja, that's the same scenario, where you go to a new location, you find a coach, hopefully it's this coach. Hopefully it's not. I don't think Ime Udoka and him would work. But I will say you kind of need to have him involved in the process in terms of what offense that you want to run. And the man likes ball screens, so you're going to have to run.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd do it, man. It's a risk. I understand the risk, and I see it. But I said it earlier, his ceiling is high enough where it's worth the risk.
Yes.
Where he can take you if everything's right is probably somewhere you haven't been since the early 2000s, if he's right.
Dame doesn't like it.
I don't think I do.
The face tells me everything.
I don't think I do, but I do understand the argument. If you're looking for for those that hate DeMar and Zach and those guys, like that's fine. You want Keegan and Keon and all of this, they're not centerpieces. You need a centerpiece. Mm-hmm. I hear the argument about Ja Morant being a centerpiece,
especially in a small market.
But
if you can get a centerpiece in a small market and see, kind of like Cleveland did it with Donovan Mitchell, just get him there and hope
he's
that
not
he
Donovan
enjoys
Mitchell,
it.
Mitchell though, man, he's not Donovan Mitchell. He's not Donovan Mitchell. Like I said this yesterday, and I'll say it again today. I have talked myself back into the Ja Morant, De'Aaron Fox thing.
Oh,
yeah. Like they're not that different.
He's more of a force than De'Aaron. That's the difference.
No, I think you hope he's more of a force than De'Aaron.
No, he's. Always
I think
been
he's.
Now that's a great
in his career.
I don't. He's, no, I think
that's a great
I don't think
point.
That's true.
He's done more than De'Aaron.
So,
but will he do more moving forward than De'Aaron? That's the question.
Explain, repeat what you mean by force.
I just think and these are the intangibles. These are the things that you get into maybe psychologically, just kind of watching him. Like when he is locked in, I'm talking about Ja Morant, there's a force to him. There's an aura to him.
With his teammates.
Yeah, with his teammates that elevates everything around him. I think when you talk about that, that was always just the difference between the two for me, between Fox and Morant. Like I think there's things that the other does better than the other, but they were generally the same person. The thing that separated the two for me was when Ja was like getting after it, he was relentless.
Mm-hmm.
He was, and Fox was passive. Fox can be passive, and I think that's the difference between the two for me. And I don't even know if one is better than the other. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying that was the difference between mm-hmm. the two.
Yes.
Okay. I hear you. I hear you both. I'm just a little concerned. It feels, and maybe it's Memphis, maybe it's the change of scenery thing that Jesse was talking about earlier. It just doesn't feel like the trajectory is up. It's down.
I understand.
And maybe, you know, and maybe that's to the Sacramento Kings' advantage.
Reclamation projects.
Yeah. And like, I feel like if you do this right, this is the retooling versus rebuilding thing. Mm. If you're able to do this right, like, my opinion is it can involve Domantas Sabonis. It creates too much of an imbalance on the floor. Domantas Sabonis still needs to be a Sacramento King. And while I love the way that Zach LaVine is playing, and I think far higher of him than our beloved Trista does, I would rather do that than in whatever combination of stuff you want to do.
Right.
I would rather do that than lose Domantas Sabonis.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
I don't even know if Domantas makes sense on that team. You would have to probably turn it into a three-team deal.
Yeah, I'm not sure that he does either. I was thinking more in the aspects of contracts. Like, I don't know who on this team, outside of, you know, you just get a sturdy point guard like Dennis, Keon Elliswood. I don't know. I made this statement yesterday when we really got into this Ja Morant conversation, TK, and it's that Memphis is in fact done with Ja, and they have been done with Ja because they gave Jaren Jackson Jr. that contract they gave him with the belief that this is the guy we believe we can put a roster around and return to one of the top teams in the West.
And that is folly. That is folly. They need to move on from both those men.
Oh, we could say what they need to do. I think they love Jaren Jackson.
That's fine. Keep on keeping on with that broke ass jumper.
Damn.
The weather's cold. The weather's cold, and now my heart on these topics is as well. I do want to break a little news.
No. Okay, let's break news.
We are back on 100%, 110. How about this? We are now 10 toes down.
Oh, Jesus. That goes great now, where you're at.
You know, we are now 10 toes down. We are now, the wounds have completely healed with Dame.
Okay. Well, that's not what I expected. Yeah, can you explain?
We are now, we do not slant. There are no more digs. There are no more jokes.
Oh.
There are no more like, oh, I know Trista, what she's going to. There's no more ricochet shots or anything.
Uh-huh.
The wounds have been, we have mended things officially.
Okay.
A nice chat for about 15 minutes last night.
I was about to say, like, was this person, like, personally, yes. Did you guys say? Okay.
We have truthfully mended. We hashed it out, and the wounds are mended.
Well, I'm glad to hear that.
So just know there won't be any more funny little kikis when it comes to 10 toes down or any of the jokes that I would make. I asked him if he got mad at me, and he said he didn't. And I told him it was all jokes. And then I asked him why he unfollowed me then. And he didn't have a lot to say about that, but we're good.
Did he follow back?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I haven't checked into it, but we're good now. It's all good.
I'm going to go to the San Antonio game, see if I can have the same conversation.
Now go to the Kings game, have the same conversation with Devin.
Die. He hasn't earned that conversation yet.
He will never earn that conversation.
You started this whole thing, by the way, with Devin. When you came back from that, was it like a draft summer party
league.
Story?
Summer
oh, summer league.
Yep,
summer league.
That party, that WME party.
Yeah.
Where he was rude.
Mm-hmm. Don't be rude. Be nice, man. Yeah, be rude to people.
Be nice.
I saw Dame. Be nice. I saw Dame working out yesterday. That was cool to see. Like he was, like literally
looks,
going through basketball drills
healthy.
And stuff.
He looks healthy. He looks happy. He's like, "What you doing back?" And I said, "I'm here for my mom." And he goes, "I'm here for my mom." I said, "Okay."
That's great.
Yeah,
that's great. Are you gonna be? Are you gonna be more of a fixture at Trailblazers games now that you're there?
I hope to go to everyone I can. I would say this. Rahsaan said you were a wild boy yesterday. By the way, D.
Who?
He said we were talking to you. We were talking about the there's two radio stations in Portland,
mm-hmm.
and the guys who are on the competing radio stations are like peas and carrots. You know, they're fun. They have fun. They're joking. And I didn't know one of them, this guy Sean, was working for the iHeart station. And the other one, my friend Danny, works for the Odyssey station. And I said, "Oh, you work for iHeart? Oh, is it, can I talk to him? Is it like Bloods and Crips out here?" And Rahsaan goes, "It's not like Sacramento here." just needed to know, like, what kind of turf situation we had here. And he said, no, it's all love here.
What's
it's all good.
Bang.
It's not like some of the other places I've been. And he said, yeah, D's a wild boy.
No, I'm not. Just watch your effing mouth. Like, that's all it is. That's all it is. Like, we got mad love for a lot of people at 1140, but I don't think any of them are even there right now. Well, one needs to be careful, but everybody in the past, yo, watch your mouth. Like, you, bro, you just got here. Keep your mouth shut. And you see the amount of grand openings and grand closings over there.
But in your heart, though, when mm-hmm. you hear the term 1140, you think, dun, 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 dun. That's what you think.
Nah, that's not true.
That's a lie. You're lying.
Maybe it's a little true. Maybe it's a little true. Like, nah, but my man.
I bet you if I was like, yo, D, I got a job at 1140, you'd be like, what?
Oh, yeah. No, I would not. I would not receive that very well. I would not receive that very well. And that's let's not do that.
See?
I wouldn't receive that very well. Oh, man. You wouldn't be the first, though. You wouldn't be the first.
I'll be there. I wouldn't do that. I would never do that. I'm too loyal.
10 toes but down.
Ten toes down.
You know me. I'm dying on the shield like a samurai.
We appreciate that,
You know the
that
thing
too.
That I think is 3D chess, though, just really quickly about that? He was like, you know, and I think this has been already publicly reported, but I actually believe he thinks that. It's like, we would have never gotten better. Ever. Away from the purgatory that was our team.
If Dame hadn't.
Yeah, no.
He was the only asset we had
mm-hmm.
that was any value at all. And he's back within 2 years. And we got Drew. And we got Denny. And we got Tumani. And we got Klingon. And we got young Hansen. And we got a bunch of other young wings.
No, it had run its course. It had run its course about 2 years before you traded him.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, it was. Luckily, it worked out where you know he's back. You know, and everything.
We didn't want to let him go. He didn't want to let us go.
Yeah, it's understandable. It's understandable.
Morgan's watching you right now. If you want to say hi,
Momo.
Are you coming to visit? Are you? Are
I'm gonna
we
try.
UCLA?
I'm certainly trying. I know there's some new logistical challenges with Tuesday. So
yes, but not game day. Game day is Monday.
Yep. So I have to figure it out.
Is that what, 2 weeks
from
now?
I might drive.
No, it's next week, I think. You might what?
Yeah. Might drive.
That's crazy.
Trista.
The flights are, here's the issue, is the FAA is like messing around where people are getting stuck at airports.
That's true.
And
well,
if I get
yeah,
stuck,
the government is shut down.
If I get stuck in Sacramento on Tuesday, and then you're like, ah, dog, I'm sorry, we got full ass. I'd be like, bummed.
All right, bro, we wouldn't make you sleep outside. Like, hold on, man. Like, what are we talking about here? We'll get it worked
anyway,
out.
Anyway, we'll see. We got to make it work.
Driving is insane.
Yeah, that.
Driving
is insane. What is that, 20-some hours?
No, it's not 20.
It's like 14, isn't it?
Oh, I don't think it's that.
Nah, it's 6 to the top of California. I think it might be 8.
And then what is it from the top of California to you? We could just go.
That's what I'm talking about. From here to the top of California, it's like six hours.
I just typed in Portland, Oregon, no particular place, and it said 9 hours in 1 minute.
Yeah, it's
I absolutely
hours.
Thought it was longer.
That's not bad at all. What the hell?
No, that absolutely is.
What the hell?
Play on.
Dude, no, you heard it.
We got to guess.
What are you talking about?
What's the problem?
Do you guys have rats?
Did it?
No, you know what he said.
What'd I say? I said it's 9 hours long?
Oh, no.
What do you think? What did he say?
Is that a flag?
He said, I absolutely thought it was longer.
Yeah, you did say that.
Oh, come on,
oh, see,
man.
That's not,
stop.
No, come on,
boo.
No, come on, no.
Boo. That's trash. Bro, in fact, get a flopping penalty. What is
Jeremy
that?
Jeremy Sashay from the Miami Heat said yesterday on the alley. Find it on DLS Hoops. He said that Alejandro Kirk is his favorite. Has his favorite shape.
All right.
Come on.
That feels like a flag.
What?
We love you, TK.
Love y'all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.